Rupert Murdoch's New York Post opposes Trump's nominations of chaos agent Scabbard, Gates. By Wendell Hasebo on November 20, 2024. The New York Post's editorial board on Wednesday announced public opposition to President-elect Donald Trump's nominations of former Reps. Tulsi Gabbard of Hawaii and Matt Gaetz of Florida for top roles in his administration. Trump picked Gabbard as his incoming Director of National Intelligence and Gaetz as his incoming Attorney General. Watch, Matt Gaetz, ignoring pain of legal migration is a boomer approach. The paper's opposition to Trump's nominees reflects the position of the Post's parent company, News Corporation, which is owned by Rupert Murdoch, whose media empire also opposed Trump's selection of Vice President-elect J.D. Vance. The Post opposed Gabbard and Gaetz on the grounds of being chaos agents, a claim establishment media have used to smear agents of change who want to fulfill Trump's agenda. Trump vowed during the campaign to rid the federal bureaucracy, or deep state, as he calls it, of rogue and corrupt actors. There's a real fear that Gabbard won't provide Trump with the intelligence he needs, but rather downplay threats with the intention of isolationism, the editorial board wrote of Gabbard. She's been sympathetic to dictators in Syria and Russia, instead blaming the victims of violence like Ukraine and Israel. On the nomination of Gaetz, the editorial attacked him as neither having the ethics nor the discipline to rebuild a proper system that will pursue fair prosecutions. Watch, Trump DNI picked Tulsi Gabbard in 2022, Biden admin action seeking to erase women. And Gaetz's own run-in with the law diminishes how the Dems relentlessly hounded Trump. The Post added, refusing to mention that President Joe Biden's DOJ never charged Gaetz with any wrongdoing. If Gaetz is truly loyal to the pres-elect and his agenda, he would pull out of the process himself. Trump's nominations of Gabbard and Gaetz come after years of unelected bureaucrats within the administrative state using their position to inflict their own agenda on citizens. The term deep state or administrative state describes the phenomenon of unaccountable and unelected administrative agencies, including the national security apparatus, exercising power to create and enforce their own rules and agenda. The administrative state uses its power to essentially usurp the separation of powers between the three branches of government by creating a so-called fourth branch of government not formed by the Constitution. For instance, before the laptop from hell story broke in 2020, 51 Intel officials signed a letter that insinuated Hunter's laptop was Russian disinformation. Politico peddled the letter under the title Hunter Biden's story is Russian disinfo, dozens of former Intel officials say. The 51 signatories, however, seemingly knew the Politico story was false at the time because the FBI had the laptop that Hunter abandoned at a Delaware computer repair shop. President Joe Biden cited the story during a 2020 presidential debate with Trump to discredit the laptop's contents. The story was reportedly planted by Secretary of State Antony Blinken for Biden to use during the event. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former RNC war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.